where I'm comfortable is that the players that have been here the last couple of years, they know our tempo of practice. They know, you know, how we operate, you know, how we meet, how we strength and condition, and how we practice. And hopefully that trickles down to the guys that have joined our team over the last few months. So I don't think you're ever comfortable in this league. I mean, every day you got to try to get better. I do have a good feeling about where we are right now as a team. You know, it's a teaching camp. It's a passing camp. It's a situational camp. So really the determination of what type of team you have really comes in training camp when you have the pads on. But I know that we have a good locker room of guys that work very hard. Clowney was sick today. Yeah, I came in with the flu, and so I sent him home. And as far as the progress of Fuller and really all of the rookie receivers, I think have made progress. You know, look, it's not always perfect, but it's not perfect for any position. But those guys have made a ton of progress because for the most part, you know, let's say Fuller and Braxton Miller, for example, those guys have been out there every day. So they get a ton of reps. They're able to learn and get better every day. So that's been a really good sign. So that they've all made progress every day.
What have you thought about Cushing in this point of the offseason?
Cushing, he's had a good offseason. He's worked very hard. He hasn't missed a day. He's one of our leaders, and he's practiced well. He plays the game the right way. He plays very hard. He's a smart player. And I think if you ask him, I think he feels good. You know, he's healthy. He's had a really good off season.
Is Brock's understanding of the offense where you want it to be right now?
Yes. Yeah. He's been in here every single day of the off season program. He shows up early, stays late. He's been able to understand the operation of the offense. He's been able to function very, very well in the huddle, at the line of scrimmage, just like everybody else. Nothing's perfect in practice. You're not game planning, you know, so he sees something new every day, you know, something new defensively. We put in new plays every day. So I think with all that's been thrown at him, he's made a lot of progress.
Bill, some thoughts about your latest acquisition, Terrence Mitchell.
Terrence Mitchell's a guy that we claimed off of waivers. He was at Dallas, and we felt like with our personnel department and Rick and myself, we felt like he would help the competition on our team, help the competition at corner. Versatile player, and we'll see how it goes.
Over this offseason, you brought in the catapult system and you brought people to run it. How do you use it on a day-to-day basis, and can you explain a little bit to fans about it? And does it help when, you know, the starting temperature of camp today is 93?
Right. No, it's, you know, I feel to this point it's been a good addition, Stephanie. I think that we decided to buy the catapult system to really help our players, you know, to help our players peak performance. So the catapult system looks at player workload. It looks at player workload relative to the different positions. You know, a receiver's player workload is a whole lot different than a defensive tackle. So we've looked at that. We've monitored that. I think it'll help us as far as planning practice. We hired Eric Corum to help us run the catapult system. I think he brings a lot to the table. In addition to the player workload stuff, he can monitor sleep. He can help Steve Smith with nutrition. He can help Craig Fitzgerald in the weight room. So, you know, we're taking it slowly. You know, I'm certainly not an expert at it. We don't want to just dive in and give the players too much. We want to make sure that the players are getting out of it what they need to. And in the end, it's all about winning. It's all about trying to get your players to be able to perform at their peak level, you know, in the fall.
Has the data that you've gathered from that so far affected anything you've done in practice-wise or schedule-wise, or will that come?
I would say no, Tanya, because you know, during the spring, you don't practice every day. So, you know, maybe you practice. The most we practiced was four times last week. But other than that, it's three times a week. This week, it'll be probably three times a week, you know, three times this week. So it's kind of every other day practice. There's a break. So I think the players at this point, we're monitoring it. We're definitely, you know, looking at the data. But I think it'll really come into play during training camp and during the fall.
JJ always says he gets better. You say he can get better. How do you monitor him getting better other than stats? And also, does it worry you him playing basketball?
I trust J.J. I know that J.J. knows what he's doing. I think we all in this organization have a tremendous amount of trust in all of our veteran players that they know what they're doing. And so as far as J.J. getting better, I think everybody out here has a way of we've taken the tact this year as far as players go of and the team and the coaching staff of two words, enhance and change. You know, most of it involves the word enhancement. So, you know, what can each player do to enhance their skill set? Maybe J.J. Develops a new pass rush move. Maybe we develop different ways to use him and in addition to other players. I mean, you look at all the players up front, Vince Wilfork, Devin Still. How can those guys enhance their already great skill set? So I think we've looked at each player that way. We've looked at ourselves that way. We've changed some things. I'm not going to get into all the details of what we've changed, but I think we look hard at ourselves as a coaching staff and try to be better every single year.
Bill, how about A.J. Bouye and how has he enhanced?
Say that again.
A.J. Bouye,
yeah.
You talked about enhancement.
Yeah.
What has he done?
He's had a lot of opportunities this year, this spring, Matt, because he, you know, with J.J.O. out for the spring and Charles James out and Kevin Johnson out, A.J.'s gotten a ton of reps. And I tell you, he's taking advantage of him. He's a guy that's he's playing with a lot of confidence, and I think he's really taken advantage of his reps. He's gotten better in man-to-man coverage. He's gotten better at his overall technique. He's helped us on special teams. He's worked very hard, so he's definitely improved.
Regarding Brian Cushing, where he is in his health and his career, can he be better for you guys this year, and how can he make the defense better?
He can absolutely. Everybody can be better. And the way that Brian approaches the game, I think he approaches it that every year is different. So I think with Brian, what you've seen is and I think he would be better to ask this question, but he's changed his workout routine. He does different things than maybe what he did when he was 22 years old. You know, he realizes what he needs to be a consistent player during the year. He was very, very good for us last year, and he's the first guy that will tell you that there are several things that he can work to be better at. But, I mean, this guy plays the game the right way. He's a heart and soul type of player. I've said that time and time again with our football team. He plays hard. He's a leader out there. He's a tough guy, and he's always looking to improve.
Bill, last year, Jalen Strong flashed at times and struggled at times as well. He came into camp overweight. How has the coaching staff been able to reach him more, and have you seen him meet you guys halfway and start to maybe buy in a little more to what you guys are doing?
Probably one of the most improved players on our football team, Jalen Strong. He is, from this point where he was last year compared to where he is now, he's turned it around 180 degrees. I mean, he's in good shape. He's made a lot of plays this spring. The last couple weeks, he's made a lot of plays on first and second down, on third down, in a red area in 2 minutes. He's really working hard to get better every day. He has a better understanding of our offense, and he's a guy that I think we're all proud of. You know that he's really made a change and really improved and had a good off season. Well, I mean, you know, it's hard to when you talk about starters at the receiver position. You know, there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of versatility, a lot of diversity at that position right now. Different personnel groups will start different games, but he is certainly in the hunt to be a productive player for us next year.
Bill, as Xavier Schofield heads into his next season, what have you seen from him this offseason? Has he been improving, and what does he need to continue to do to stay on that track?
He has definitely improved. He's in better shape. He understands our system better. He's, just like I was saying about other guys, he's received a ton of reps with the ones. I've seen a lot of improvement with him. You know, the key for the linemen on both sides of the ball is when the pads go on, especially the young linemen. You know, that's really where you make a determination on how much they've improved and how good they can be. But to this point, in the unpadded practices, he has made a lot of improvement.
Coach, what would you say is the biggest improvement Brock Osweiler has made since, you know, joining the Texans?
I think the thing that I'm impressed with Brock probably most of all is his ability to learn our system, our operation. You know, it's not easy to come in here and learn just basically how we operate as an offense, how we meet, how we call plays, how we call plays at the line of scrimmage, how we teach defense. I've seen him, just like every player out there, he's had his share of mistakes, but at the same time, he has made very few mistakes with the operation of our offense, you know, how to run the huddle, how to command the huddle. I've seen some good leadership out of him on the sideline, in the huddle, in the weight room, in the meeting room. So just like I said last week, you know, we're really happy with his progress.
Bill, you talked about Jalen. What are some things that he's doing that you could hit on that has helped him change everything about what he's
Jalen Strong?
Jalen Strong, yeah.
Yeah, I think the big thing is he's in better shape than he was a year ago. You know, he understands the type of conditioning that he has to be in to play receiver at this level. He's lost weight. He's you can see the player that we drafted, you know, a guy that can run different routes, big player, but also a guy that can run all day. You know, he's in very good shape right now, and so I think that's probably one of the biggest changes that he's made. He lost weight, and he's in much, much better condition.
After Thursday's practice, you take a break for a month plus. What do you tell the players during that time and yourself? Do you get away from the game for a minute?
That's a big period of time, Jason. You know, that's a big, big period of time, especially for the players, you know, because you really don't want to have to start over again in training camp with conditioning and things like that and knowledge of the system. So they certainly need to get away from you know, the everyday aspect of what we're doing here. They need to rest, but they also need to continue to work to stay in condition. They need to, if they're a receiver, they need to continue to catch footballs, a quarterback throw balls, a defensive lineman continue to work on pass rush, taking on a run, you know, however they decide to do that. But most of all, it's to stay in great condition and make sure that they're acclimated when they come back to the heat here in Houston, because that's a big difference for us. And that can be something that we use to our advantage if everybody shows up here and hammers that conditioning test on the first day. For the coaches, you know, we all need a break. We all need a little bit of a vacation. So we take a vacation, but I think it lasts about a week before we all start turning to our wives and saying we got to get back to work. So maybe we take about a week or so, and then we look forward to getting back and getting ready for training camp.